like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go.
RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Yes, we do. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. It is, wow, what is it? Tuesday. Wait, what is it? Wednesday? I don't even know what day it is right now. Wednesday, March 15th. The Ides of March are upon us, guys. Welcome to the MG Show. Before we go any further, let me welcome my partner in justice, Shady Groove.
Oh, my goodness. It is Wednesday. You're exactly right. Wednesday, hump day, everybody. Welcome to the show, you great patriots out there. We love you. Thank you for being a part of the MG Show family. We love this guy right here, too, at Jeffrey Peterson. Give him a 17 if you love in the Matrix.
At Jeffrey Peterson. Where's that?
You like that?
Well, let me reintroduce you. My partner in justice, Shady Groove.
That's an introduction, my friend. Much better.
Welcome. We got a lot happening. Boy, I'll tell you, on True Social, everybody's worried about somebody's stupid comments, and then they're judging them. Thou shalt not judge. Wasn't that a sin, Shady Groove? Thou shalt not judge.
You might be onto something.
Isn't there something to that? I mean, I know we're supposed to judge information, but, you know, judge his character. And I'm telling you that the comments on our guest tomorrow are absolutely hilarious. Let me tell you, I'm having fun watching everybody expose themselves. This is a gentleman that did make a comment that maybe he's not proud of. But, you know, you guys are trolling him and he's fighting back, Shady, being called something that he's not. There is no proof as to him being called what he's being called. He's being attacked by the same trolls that attack us, Shady, that attack Greg Phillips.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Almost like the agreeing with the mainstream media again.
Wow. Wow. And we're going to help them through it because, you know, what if some, multi-platinum artist, you know, gets that likes Trump, that, you know, is anti-Ukraine, is anti-vaccination, COVID. Anti-COVID, all that. Wouldn't they want to keep him off shows like this? Wouldn't they want to keep him maybe saying having like maybe JT Wild open up for his band? Wouldn't they want that?
That is exactly what they are trying to prevent. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop the message of Trump and you and America First from getting out. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. And they have the balls to make a fake truth and say that it's real.
They do.
And that's because part of the evidence of their conviction of him, Shady Groove.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they work.
Yeah. So Expone Trenton says, sounds like my kind of guy.
There we go.
Nice, Jeff. JT, what about that, Mikey, right? Could you imagine trapped with opening band JT Wild? Wow. Maybe that's what you want to stop. You should have seen him doubling down against us last night, Shady. I saw my red shoes stuff. I saw, you know, all the great stuff that they love to say about me that's absolutely incorrect and false. Wrap-up smears, as we like to call them, because they don't want him to come on this show. It was very obvious last night, Shady.
It really was. And whenever we see him activated like that, we can tell exactly what it is that they don't want to happen.
Yeah. And Mike Hess says he's not real. Yes, Mike Hess is not real. He is AI. Mike Hess, you are an AI fisherman wrestling coach. Yes.
I did not know that. I'm updating the memo right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. And by the way, General Flynn was on Patriot Games with Greg Phillips. Go to Patriot Games channel here on Rumble and check it out. It was a 30 some odd minute video interview that he did a little while ago, but just put it up. It's really good. Maybe you need to hear it because it kind of ties into what we're talking about tomorrow with the 5G warfare against Patriots.
In the way that they're trying to isolate people. It's very interesting what they're doing in this movement is they've infiltrated and now they're trying to isolate people away from real information, away from what's really going on with Donald Trump. As you can see, the Rhino class has pivoted to Ron DeSantis.
Oh, wow. Bill Mitchell paid for by the Lincoln Project, huh?
He is triggered, bro. You know,
you brought him up yesterday on the show, Shady, and I had to go over there and look at his twatter. Oh, it's fun, my right? God.
Holy it moly. Is an absolute nightmare.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, we are funded by the beautiful patriots like yourself watching today and listening to us on Red State Talk Radio. Just use your spy device. Tune into Red State Talk Radio and you can hear us on the go. Or, you know, right here, Brighteon.tv. We love our Brighteon family. We've got the Brighteon store. We've got the Code MG show over there. We also are also sponsored by Field of Greens, actual sponsor, guys. We finally have an actual sponsor, and it's fieldofgreens.com. Use that code MG show so they know that, you know, they can sponsor us again. And we do have the, I don't know if we're supposed to be doing it today or not, but we actually got committed another sponsorship from Field of Greens because you guys are taking your Field of Greens. You're eating your five cups of fruits and vegetables every day because, you know, vegetables and Shady, you know what I'm saying?
Not a fan.
And, you know, who has the time to cook all this all the time? We live an active lifestyle. We're out and about. We're, you know, doing our thing. You know, we're trolling people online because we got nothing better to do because we're not going to get our butts out of the sheets, Shady. We're not going to get our butts out of the sheets and get a podcast. We're not going to go, you know, watch the polls. But we are going to go watch the polls. This next election, we have to go do something, and you need the energy to do it. And that's why I'm really suggesting fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. It's basically real. It's organic. And it's a superfood. This is it right here. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW. It comes with a better health promise. And, it, you know, if your doctor says, hey, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because you're healthy. You got a healthy, good check. They'll give you a 15% off if you don't get that. You're going to get better. You're going to get healthy. You're going to lose that weight. It gave me the energy to go out and get to the gym. I do need to get back to the gym in full disclosure, but I am feeling very good with my Field of Greens. Fieldofgreens.com, use code MGSHOW. We'll get you started with 15%. It's a science-backed formula with all the great fruits and vegetables that you need on the daily. And I really highly recommend it. And please go buy it today for us so they can sponsor us again and again and again. So with your first purchase, if you're if this is your first time purchase, we're going to get you 15% off. And if you sign up, we're going to give you an additional 10% off every order. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MGSHOW to let them know that we sent you. And we thank you very much. And without any further ado, we got a big, big news day. We got a lot going on. We got a lot of panic coming, Shady Groove. And we're going to discuss the panic right after these beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call. The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Oh, welcome back to the MG Show. Very much for coming back. We really appreciate you. I'm actually really addicted to this stuff, guys. Just kidding. Use code MGSHOW at fieldofgreens.com. We love you guys. So we got some big news dropping while we're sitting here worried about what people say in the past and attacked by the mainstream news on True Social. We've got the wire transfers from Biden, the red flags, the flagged wire transfers, over 160 of them. I can't remember the exact number, but we now have the bank records for the Bidens at the House GOP, guys.
Yep.
While you were sleeping, while you were worried about something that doesn't absolutely matter in someone's real life.
Mm-hmm. Actually, have the evidence of how they're moving the money around.
Yeah, so let's go to James Cormier last night. Representative James Cormier finally got the bank records from one of the 13 banks that were used in the Biden crime family.
So, Congressman, you're going to get your hands on these suspicious wire transfers from Yellen, but you're also making progress where else?
Well, we have bank records. We have bank records from one of the 13 banks in hand that were used by the Biden family members in these business schemes. So these bank records prove that the Bidens did receive money through a shell company from the Chinese Communist Party. So this is the first link. Hopefully within the next 48 hours, we'll have more bank records from another bank. And we're just going to keep following the money. We know from our sources that have come in, the whistleblowers, where the money trails are. And of course, the Democrats have denied it. The White House has denied it. There's no denying it now with the bank records. And now Treasury's forced to have to give us the suspicious activity reports because they acted all along like there was nothing there. Well, I can assure you there's something there and everyone knows it now.
From the bank records that you've seen so far, what can you tell us? What was the money for exactly?
That's a great question. And that would be a great question for the media to ask the Bidens. They got money from people directly linked with the Chinese Communist Party for what? You know, for years we've heard, well, it was because of a business deal. It was an energy deal. I don't see any energy deal here. All I see are transactions from China to an LLC, which was essentially a pass-through, and then deposits into the Biden account from that LLC. It doesn't show any business activity, and on where it says in the wire for the purpose, it's left blank. So we don't know what that money was for, but I don't see any business activity here. It looks like it was influence peddling. And if so, that's illegal. That's called lobbying. You have to be a registered foreign agent. And you know, we don't see any evidence of that.
All right. Well, keep us posted on what you see from these bank records and these SARs. We're curious. Unlike the rest of the media. Thank you very much.
Unlike the rest of the media. Absolutely. Jesse, good job on that, because we do need to get this word out, guys. That's why, you know, we're covering it here today. You know, there's so much happening against them right now, Shady, that they've got to bring out all this other FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. All this attacks on great patriots and people that might have said something that you don't agree with. Whatever, guys. What is that First Amendment again, Shady? Free speech. And if you guys have, you know, any proof that our guest tomorrow is actually what you guys are calling him on True Social, please send it to me. I can't find it. And I'm a pretty damn good digger, Shady Groove.
I hear you. 100%.
Yeah. And so we've got that. So we've got a lot happening with all this. We've got, let me just double check. Credit Suisse today, Shady Groove, is down 20% in pre-market trading.
We begin with a Fox News alert. Dow futures are down by more than 500 points as the stock market goes through wild swings following the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank and the Signature Bank.
Credit Suisse not helping matters. Its stock was down more than 20% in pre-market trading, which was halted over the drastic drop.
The steep decline in the Swiss bank coming after Saudi National Bank, one of their biggest investors, said they would not provide any further financial assistance. Investor confidence in bank currently is low. Even financial giants like JP Morgan and others are down in the pre-market trading since the Silicon Valley collapse. And apparently one of the problems with Credit Suisse is a lot of people are taking their money out of the bank.
Ooh.
Yep, that's right. That would be a problem if you were a bank.
Everything woke turns to crap. JP Morgan, highly involved with Jeffrey Epstein. We're seeing it now. Follow the money with James Cormer. He said it. Where have we heard follow the money before, Shady Groove? Have we ever heard that anywhere before?
Yeah. Yes, we absolutely have. And we've been working on it for about 5 years, following the money, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if you are 35, if you're under 35, well, let me let you here. Check it out.
That generation between 18 and 35 now, they're the ones that created the space. They had enough of it. They had enough of it. I mean, they showed up in the 2020 election. They showed up in the 2022 election. If we don't keep the temperature from going above 1.5 degrees Celsius raised, then we're in real trouble. That whole generation is damned. I mean, that's not hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole, Shady Groove.
Every time he uses hyperbole, he says it's not hyperbole. Literally not every hyperbole. Time. It is.
FYI, Shady, it's not hyperbole.
It is.
It really is. And, you know, you've got a lot of, you know, Comer, Biden's were paid massive amounts from Chinese companies post 2016. And he announced today that the oversight committee or yesterday will finally receive the documents showing the extent of the Biden crime. You know, this is a crime against your country, guys. And you know, those 18 to 35 year olds did not vote for that sack of crap in the 2020 election. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it was vote fraud. We know it. I mean, take what you know now, everybody. Do you think these guys are protecting their crimes? Just a question. Do you think the Bidens and all of the rhinos and Democrats are protecting their crimes so they had to steal an election? Do you really think we elected these scumbags? I mean, let's see what people say in the chat.
Career politicians? So, no, we didn't.
Yeah. I don't really think we did it. We did it. We didn't do it. So I just, you know, pose that question out there. And I think our friends and families now are seeing it. I mean, we couldn't tell you, Shady. So now we had to show you. Now your banks are going down. And in fact, Tucker had a really good story about the bank Equity. Let's check it out.
Now, unfortunately, but the tech companies got a whole lot richer. And it's simple. Why? Politicians forced the entire population indoors at gunpoint. So millions of people had no choice but to live out their lives in the lonely hell of the internet. That turned out to be a disaster for America, as rising suicide rates now attest. But for Silicon Valley, it made for an epic payday. And that epic payday was soon reflected epically on the balance sheets of its biggest local lenders, which was called Silicon Valley Bank. In 2018, SVB had about $49 billion on deposit. 3 years later, that same bank had amassed more than $189 billion. That is a gargantuan increase in deposits over a very short period of time. was certainly dramatic enough to have raised a very serious question, and an obvious one. What was Silicon Valley Bank going to do with all that money? Even in the San Francisco Bay Area, it would be hard to find qualified borrowers for $189 billion. You could not responsibly loan all of that money, even if you wanted to. So what would you do with it? Now, that's the question you would have asked if you were paying attention, both from inside SVB or from the federal regulatory agencies in Washington. But it turns out nobody was paying attention. Nobody thought to ask that or many other questions. Nobody thought to stress test Silicon Valley Bank in the middle of a boom. And of course, that turned out to be a grave mistake. But the remaining question is, what were they doing at SVB and at the other banks that have either failed or come close to failing over the last week? Well, they were doing what you would do if you were a mediocre but highly credentialed, irresponsible person with a narcissism complex who talked a lot about your ultra marathons and your commitment to climate change. If the central bank handed you trillions of dollars free with no strings attached, you would party like it was 1999. Or to update the reference, you would virtue signal like it was 2023. You would spend hundreds of millions of dollars bragging about what a good person you are. And that, of course, is exactly what they did. Consider Signature Bank. Now, Signature Bank was shut down by federal regulators this weekend on Sunday because it posed an imminent threat to the entire financial system. Its demise marked the third largest bank collapse in American history. Why did Signature Bank fail? We could give you the technical math-based answer, but here's the real reason. Signature Bank failed because it was corrupt. That's a strong charge. How do we know that? Well, simple. Its directors gave Barney Frank a board seat. That's it. Frank is the same person who was a member of Congress from Massachusetts, wrote the banking regulations imposed on Signature Bank and all the other banks by Washington after the 08 collapse. Barney Frank has never had a real job. He has spent his entire life in politics. He's elderly now, but he has no relevant experience or expertise. So the only reason that Signature Bank hired him is because he once regulated Signature Bank. Now, if we were looking at a foreign country, we'd describe that instantly as what? A payoff. The people who actually ran Signature Bank, meanwhile, the so-called bankers, did not seem to spend a lot of time banking. And of course, they didn't need to bank, really, because the Fed was guaranteeing them a never-ending torrent of cash in the form of free money. So what did they do? Well, here is Scott Shea, the chairman of Signature Bank, welcoming his employees to a meeting of the bank's critical Pride Council. This video is from last December, just months before Signature Bank slipped beneath the waves. And the Pride Council in question, as you will see in a moment, featured a self-described genderqueer transmasculine person called Finn Brigham, who arrived to teach employees about pronoun use. Watch.
I'm Scott Shea, chairman of Signature Bank, and it is a pleasure for me to welcome you to this multimedia, multicasted, multispatial meeting of the Pride Council. And I'm just thrilled that there are about 40 people in the room. I understand there are something like 190 people at watch parties. So hi to you all at the watch parties.
You know, the most common pronouns that folks are familiar with are she and he. Becoming much more common, and I don't know if there's anyone in the Signature Bank world, but probably you have clients that use they, them as pronouns. They're gender neutral pronouns on purpose. We talked about folks that are non-binary that intentionally don't identify as male or female. So some of those folks use they, them as their pronouns. Z is another gender neutral pronoun. And the other part of that would be here, spelled H-I-R.
Scott Shea is just thrilled to introduce the genderqueer transmasculine pronoun expert and to host watch parties so everyone else can watch him explain pronouns. What do they pay that guy? What did they pay that guy? How much will they have to pay you to swallow your dignity, to completely eliminate the possibility that your children would ever respect you in order to put on a performance that embarrassing? Probably a lot. We don't know what he was paid. Clearly a lot. Clearly the bank got a lot of money. Because trans pronoun experts are not cheap at all, but Signature did have a lot of cash, of course, because the Federal Reserve was printing it, and they got the first pass. This is what low interest rates for 13 years means. So again, this was going on 4 years. Here, for example, is Signature Bank's music video. Did you know banks made music videos? Of course they did. They didn't know what else to do with the money. This one is from 2011.
Now you've come to Signature. Show your clients what you're worth. Make them go up
It was a dance party at Signature Bank. Bank. Like they were going, it was a dance party at Signature Bank with pronouns. And that's not the only video from Signature Bank like that. You can go online and find many others, including their Broadway-inspired sketches. You could spend all day watching these videos we just did and are better off for it. But it's not just Signature. The guy who ran Signature was really craven and repulsive, but he's not alone. No one at any of these banks seemed to spend a lot of time banking, which the rest of us believed was the core business of a bank, but no. In fact, at Silicon Valley Bank, only a single member of the board had any experience at investment banking. The rest were silly rich ladies. The Daily Mail reports that every other member of the board was an Obama or Clinton mega donor. One silly rich lady was such a sensitive soul, of course she was, that she had to go to a Shinto shrine to pray when Donald Trump won in 2016. We looked up her picture. She doesn't seem like a native-born Shinto, but whatever. There was a lot of fashionable rich girl politics underway at Silicon Valley Bank, but banking, not so much. SVB had no head of risk management for 9 months in the year before it collapsed. Ooh, guess someone should have been paying attention, but no, they're visiting Shinto shrines and having dance parties with the pronouns. Meanwhile, Silicon Valley Bank UK, that would be the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank, in case the name didn't give it away, did have a head of risk management. Unfortunately, the head was called Jay Ersapa, who didn't seem to know a lot about managing risks or care. She talked mostly about herself, because it's so fascinating to talk about yourself a lot. Me, enough about you or risk management. Let's talk about me. And she did. At one point, she described herself as a, quote, queer person of color from working class background. Oh, yes. Narcissism is so much more fun than banking. So needless to say, the risk manager was working hard on LGBTQIA+++++ rights. How did that end? How does it work if you run a bank like this with people who just talk about themselves and their identities as if those are interesting topics? Well, this week, Silicon Valley's UK bank's UK branch sold for the fully publicly disclosed sum of $1. $1 for the bank. But as you would imagine, in a bank where nobody cared about risk management, the collapse was pretty entertaining for the rest of us. Of course, there's a tragedy at the core that imperils the entire Western economy. But the good news is we have videos like this. This is a video that SVB put out days before it went under.
I think there's a big disparity between the investments and Black-led companies than other companies.
We want to help close the Latino wealth gap.
More entitled people talking about themselves. Let's talk about me and my identity. It's so interesting. Banking is boring. The Fed's got that covered. Is this starting to scare you a little bit? This is what banks are actually like? And we don't want to alarm anybody or get censored by Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, who is now on the record saying he does not want you complaining about banks. But we should tell you it's not just Signature SVB officials who talk like that. JP Morgan, that's the biggest bank in the world, we think, as of tonight, one of the few banks that consumers still have some confidence in, put out a whole video about how they give out money, not on the basis of economics or math, but on the basis of irrelevant characteristics like your appearance. They're judging the book by its cover. Watch.
The events of summer 2020 highlighted longstanding inequalities, particularly among the Black, Hispanic, and Latino communities, that has had a significant impact on our country. At JPMorgan Chase, a key goal is to help break down systemic barriers that have created profound disparities. That's why we committed $30 billion towards racial equity to provide resources and opportunity for our Black, Hispanic, and Latino communities. We've invested more than $100 million in minority-owned banks across the country. And are building a more equitable and representative workforce, we're committed to racial equity.
Wait a second! Am I getting a moral lecture from a bank? From a bank? Really? A bank is telling America how to live? Describing America's sins? You're a bank! Where's the left, by the way? 90 years ago in the 1930s, the last Great Depression, nobody would have sat still from a moral lecture delivered by a bank. But they're very common now. Why? Well, a little history. After 2008, a movement emerged called Occupied Wall Street. At the time, it was at the cutting edge of left-wing social activism. And it did seem kind of organic. Most of these things are completely fake, like BLM, obviously orchestrated. But Occupy Wall Street seemed kind of real. It seemed like angry people. And some people from Occupy Wall Street turned their attention to the head of J.P. Morgan, who, of course, is Jamie Dimon. They went to his office. They held signs outside for 24 hours a day. And they hassled other bank presidents, too. And before long, a funny thing happened. Everybody in the media decided that Occupy Wall Street was boring. Anything about economics was boring, because who cares about carried interest? What's that? What we really want to talk about, they told you, is racial oppression and your role in it. And so we got a lot of that, only for like 12 years now. An endless parade of lies about this or that, your complicity in systemic racism, police shootings. They're everywhere. Everyone's getting killed by the cops. Hands up, don't shoot. Remember that? So we're all still talking about that nonsense, ripping the country apart along racial lines. But guess what we're not talking about? Oh, banks. And guess who loves that? Banks. They deeply appreciate that. And maybe that's why, as BLM rioters torch major cities, Democrats who took big money from big banks knelt in reverence to BLM.
We are here to honor George Floyd. In a moment, we will have a moment of silence, actually 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in honor of George Floyd and so many others who lost their lives or were abused by police brutality. For those who wish to, we will now kneel for our moment of silence.
So great. What does everybody in that frame have in common? Well, they'll have kente cloth robes on. A lot of them are wearing masks. No, but they're all bank shills. That's what it is. They're all bank shills. They're shills for finance. Of course, every single one of them, and particularly the utterly soulless Nancy Pelosi. She'll say anything on behalf of the banks. And the banks love this. Of course, they want to make sure it continued. And that's why, according to amazing new analysis from the Claremont Institute, Silicon Valley Bank, brace yourself, spent more than $73 million on donations to BLM and related organizations. Wow! And this is not personal funds. Apparently, these are bank funds. Might be kind of nice to have that money now. But it's hard to argue, even in retrospect, now that SVB has failed, that that was a bad investment. Because even now, as banks are collapsing, no one in media is anxious to criticize banks, almost no matter what they do. It doesn't matter what they do. Even if they were to, just pulling this out of thin air, openly profiteer from a war in Eastern Europe that's killing hundreds of thousands of people. Oh, it turns out they are. And we know that because Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and a very close friend of banks and BlackRock, is bragging about it. Watch.
It is obvious that American business can become the locomotive that will once again push forward global economic growth. We have already managed to attract attention and have cooperation with such giants of the financial and investment world as BlackRock, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs.
So we're getting moral lectures from the banks, and we're getting a lecture on capitalism from some Ukrainian oligarch in a sweatshirt. Okay, now, Stephanie Pomboy, founder of Macro Mate.
I thought that was very well done. And, you know, that's why we post, you know, and sometimes go through a Tucker monologue. But, you know, they funded Black Lives Matter, guys, this bank, millions of dollars. Guess who took over the Black Lives Matter trust or foundation? Hillary Clinton and that one dude that keeps suing everybody, Mark Elias, who has ties to the 1630 Fund, who has the North Group, who is funding all the lawfare for against Trump. They keep saying they win cases, but it's never heard. They get it thrown out before any evidence is heard. Things are happening, guys. JD.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I thought that Tucker did a pretty darn good job right there of getting everybody on the same page and understanding like how this things connect in the background. It's very, very confusing for people to realize that, you know, these banks, I mean, you know, most people don't have over $250,000 in their bank account. Most people are living a much more humble lifestyle than that. And so you see what you're seeing here effectively is the banks are taking huge risk by bringing all this capital in, and then they're spending all this capital out. And then all of a sudden the interest rates climbing and they can't keep up. So I think they didn't have a risk management assessment guy there for a very specific reason. And the clock ran out is what happened.
Well, when it's the hubris, Shady. They don't think that their corrupt judges are going to hurt them. Yep. For me, it's Biden 2024, guys. Who's with me?
Solely on the... He's on. Not Joe, by the way. No. Hunter Biden. Hunter 2024. I don't know if you guys know this, but Hunter Biden is an Eastern European oil executive. He's also a Chinese financier. He is a North African land development manager. He is a world-class painter. And he has done all of this while high on cocaine banging hookers. If that is not a presidential resume.
I don't know what is, Shady.
I mean, we could definitely get him a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records for sure.
I mean, Biden 2024, and it's Hunter, you know, and this is going to come back and bite him in the cojones, guys, because they are waging a war against we the people, the January 6th Fed insurrection. They are waging a war in Ukraine to cover up their crimes, guys. Russia is beating them. I mean, I don't care what everybody says. Poland's going to send jets hoping that UK tycoons are going to pay them back. I mean, guys, Ukraine is an endless war that they needed. Now we're poking at the deep, you know, the Chinese. They're all in it together, guys. There are good factions in China, Russia, and the U.S., and there are bad factions in China, Russia, and the U.S. You know, President Xi came to Mar-a-Lago and made a deal that didn't really benefit China, but he said he did it. You know, the tariffs, Shady Grove, which is what our country was founded on, are the tariffs. So you got the Li family of China, you know, and they've got a lot of influence here now on our politicians, if you have not noticed. You know, we've even got a DOT secretary of the Department of Transportation, ex-secretary, who's a Chinese shipping magnate married to I Got a Concussion Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. You guys, this is insane. I want my country back. And if saying MAGA, Make America Great Again, is a bad word, I'm saying it. Make America Great Again, guys. This is insane. My fellow Democrats out there, that are the old school Democrats, are not these Democrats, Shady Group.
They're not Democrats at all. You know, like these people that we're pointing at are not Democrats. We can handle talking and conversing with a person who, like you said, is an old school Democrat. This is the Democrat Party being co-opted, and the Republican Party has been co-opted. Guys, like, they are playing us for fools. All of them are playing us for fools, i.e. Lindsey Graham. I mean, what was it? Like 2.5 years of, oh, well, let's just see where Mueller goes. Who else was saying that? Kevin McCarthy was saying that. Mitch McConnell was saying that. Every single one of these people that were on the Gang of Eight knew 100% for sure, like circa December of 2017, that all of this stuff coming out about Trump and Russia was bull BS. And so therefore, who is holding back exculpatory evidence? The criminals you just mentioned, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, those are the people that held back exculpatory evidence, and they're still doing it. And the Piper day is coming.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, these people here, Shady,
small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone, want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right.
Exactly.
We're right, and we're always wrong.
Until we're right. And the only reason that we're wrong is because we're in a narrative. The narrative, so effectively the saying, we're always wrong until we're right, the narrative says you're wrong. The narrative has a set default position of you are wrong. And so until enough people recognize what is going on, that's why we're always wrong until we're right. We're not necessarily ever wrong. We're just not being heard. The people, the truth is not being heard because there's nothing to amplify it. There's no one out there that wants to amplify the truth. Everybody wants to put themselves in between the truth and the message and somehow insert it.
That's right. And control the narrative. And we have a lot of that in our movement. We have a lot of that in our movement, Shady Group. Yeah. And maybe they're Con Inc. You know, maybe people are partnering with Con Inc. You know, I'm just telling you guys, be careful out there. You know, freedom of speech is freedom of speech, whether you like it or not. Whether you agree with it or not, it's freedom of speech. That's your First Amendment. We're going to see things on the internet and hear things on the internet under true freedom that we may not like, but we can't be the cancel culture.
Exactly. That's the brainwashing, Jeff. That mindset is the brainwashing. That's what prevents us from being able to reconcile. It's the same on both sides. It all is just a matter of a subject. You're putting a subject in the same brainwashing technique. You got to get your mind out of it. You got to get your mind out of this a dog pile mentality. That's a democracy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. A democracy is where, what is it? Two sheep or two wolves and a sheep go vote for what's for dinner. Yeah. Who are they going to eat? They're going to eat the sheep. And you guys quit eating sheeple. They're going to eat the sheep. And so the strategy, Shady, when we're talking about is just ignore it, right? Just ignore it. And that's what they're doing. Even people that are that voted for Trump in 2020 do not even know he's running.
The hype you hear among Republicans about Ron DeSantis, and for all the talk about a parade of candidates just itching to join the race, whether it's Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, Tim Scott, or others, there seems to be this collective effort among many in the GOP to just ignore the most crucial fact about the 2024 presidential campaign right now. Donald Trump is the front runner to win the Republican nomination. And he's the front runner by a significant margin. And yet so many in the Republican Party are acting like he's not, or insisting he won't be the nominee, or trying to ignore him altogether. How is that possible? Donald Trump has been the Republican nominee for the last two elections, and he has a commanding lead in most polls. So how can the GOP possibly pretend he's not the front runner? Yesterday, the former president returned to the campaign trail in Davenport, Iowa. We spoke before a packed house for more than an hour. Reports from the scene said Trump's fans lined up around the block for much of the day to get inside. He still draws crowds. And most importantly, as it relates to the campaign, he still has many, many Republican voters firmly in his corner. An average of 8 major national polls taken in the last month show Trump with a commanding 14-point lead over Ron DeSantis. The other potential candidates like Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, all struggled to register a blip. So how can you square that with comments like these from New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu?
As far as former President Trump, I think he's going to run. Obviously, he's in the race. He's not going to be the nominee. That's just not going to happen. Thank you for your service. We're moving on. I just don't believe the Republican Party is going to say that the best leadership for America tomorrow is yesterday's leadership. That doesn't make any sense.
But how can he say that so confidently, that Trump won't win the nomination, when just about every piece of available evidence right now suggests he will? And yes, Chris Sununu may have selfish motivations here, as he too is weighing whether to jump into the race. But there's a fine line between trying to project a confident message and burying your head completely in the sand. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is another who seems to be ignoring the reality. He recently told the New York Times, quote, "I don't think Trump is going to get the nomination. The ace in the hole reason that is that he's unelectable. Even most of the MAGA knows this." Do they? Because they seem to be pretty enthusiastically behind him in poll after poll. And here's the thing. Electability doesn't seem to be the determining factor in how the Republican base is voting. Look at Pennsylvania, where far-right Republican Doug Mastriano ultimately got crushed in his bid for governor by 15 points. He's weighing a comeback in 2024, as he may make a run for the Senate. A new poll out yesterday shows he could fare very well in a Republican primary, despite getting walloped last time in the general. The survey gives Mastriano a commanding 18-point lead over his potential rival, Dave McCormick, putting a real dent in Paul Ryan's theory. All this rhetoric from high-profile Republicans sounds like wishcasting. Many in the party establishment seem to want the former president to go away, but they're ignoring the fact that most voters in the party seem to be still behind him. Ignoring Donald Trump just isn't an effective strategy. It just turns the race into a referendum. Are you for Trump or against him? And if the vote were held tomorrow, the Republican elites might not like the answer. Joining us now is Allison Young, former senior staffer in the George W. Bush White House, now a Republican political strategist. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Appreciate it. You think I'm getting something wrong here?
I do, Dan, with all due respect. Because in my opinion and from party insider conversations, what I can tell you is when you use the word ignoring him, I think it's exactly the opposite. And what it is, in my view, and in the party's view, is a strategic way of not putting air in Trump's balloon. So every time someone attacks him, you'll notice that DeSantis isn't responding to him. Nikki Haley's not responding to him. Every time someone does that, they give him fodder. And then he gins up his base again and is like, everyone's against me. Look at, I'm against the man. So it's a very strategic effort to really remove him from the conversation and not give him the bait.
Okay, well that would suggest though that my analysis is right, that they are ignoring him, but your point is that they're doing it on purpose. But also, how does that address the question of people pretending like he's not in the lead by a lot?
I don't know that anyone's pretending that he's not in the lead, Dan, but what you've got to look at is what these polls are saying 10 months until we get to Iowa. These are the same polls that told us for certain we are going to see a Hillary Clinton.
So, you know, basically, let's just ignore it. Let's just ignore President Donald J. Trump, guys. That's what they're doing. They're not going to be able to ignore him. He's leading in the polls. 80 million people voted for Donald J. Trump, and we are not going to forget. We are not going to put our hat in for a George Soros, you know, funded Ron DeSantis along with the Lincoln Project. I'm sorry, Ron. Your globalist is showing. We want America first. We want Donald J. Trump. Okay? JD.
St. Elmo's Society is not going to make it. Jesse Waters, I was very disappointed to see Jesse Waters yesterday with showing that there was a 37% for DeSantis, 39% for Trump. That is completely bogus. I can't even believe he put that stuff up on the screen, guys. I'd like to remind everybody what they told you in circa 2015. They told you that Hillary Clinton was 90, or 2016, that she was 99% to win. And now look at what they're doing. Exactly the exact same thing. And all of the same players who kind of tucked their head in the sand like ostriches because they didn't want to get hit with Trump in 2016 on the Republican side are going to this time keep their head out of the sand and get knocked in it because that's what's happening.
That's right. That's right. And guys, thank you very much for that, Shady. We are leaving Brighteon.tv right now. We love you guys very much, Brighteon. Please tune in to rumble.com/MG show for the remaining 5 minutes. And we're going to take a 5 minute coffee break and we'll be back at 1:05 PM East on rumble.com/MG show. And as usual, Brighteon.tv, if you guys are on the go and you want to hear the show, just tune in to Red State Talk Radio on your spy device. Just pick up your spy device and say, tune in to Red State Talk Radio and you can hear us live. We also have the podcast, guys, on most podcast except platforms except Spotify. You can hear the MG show. And Shady Groove, I just got a cool text from JT Wild. Did you know that his biggest streamed song is Living in the Matrix?
I did not, but I'm happy to.
So JT says, forgot to tell you, Living in the Matrix is my highest stream at 63,000 streams.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can do that. Crazy. You can just say, play Living in the Matrix. Let's see what we get.